Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the greatest show in wrestling on the internet. This is Wrestling Tonight, brought to you live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the still fun, fun capital of the world. It's still warm and beautiful here. This is Dr. John Stamey, and I am so pleased. We've got a full house. We've got a lot of fun we're going to have tonight. We've got some new folks. It's great. First of all, I want to say hello to my co-host from Chicago, Illinois, Chaz Moretti. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful, Dr. John. Thank you for asking. And enjoying another Sunday. I mean, weather was okay here today, nothing crazy. Looking forward to the days when it becomes God's refrigerator, and that's coming soon. But other than that, just enjoying life.
Well, that's good. I tell you what. Our buddy from the NAWA, the godfather of wrestling, has just joined us. Would you like to introduce him and see what he's got to say? Then we'll talk to our co-hosts and our first guest tonight. So take it away, Chad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to reintroduce you to the godfather of professional wrestling, the president, CEO, and guru of the North American Wrestling Alliance, the one and only Tony Capone. Tony, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Chaz. Thank you very much, Dr. John. Always honored, humbled to speak to you again. Thank you for you guys' support of the NAWA and what we're doing here on the East Coast and bringing this not only on a national platform but actually international platform. And we'll speak about that in a little bit. But once again, Chaz, thank you so much for having me back on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Tony. It's always a pleasure to have you on. So I've been hearing some rumblings that, you know, things are growing and growing at such a rapid pace with the NAWA. And you had just made mention of the fact that it's growing not only nationally but internationally. And I know you got some announcements that you want to share with us.
Absolutely. I mean, on the national platform in the NAWA in the U.S. right now, we are in final negotiations, as some people are aware, with the tag team, the Slambinos, that are coming on board with the NAWA. In conjunction with that, Stormy Lee is on board with the NAWA. And in the past 24, 48 hours, we're in final negotiations with the Dirty Blondes from MLW. And also Harry Smith, Davey Boy Jr., you know, on board.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a super packed card. Just first of all, I want to touch on the U.S. talent. And what the NA was trying to do is take the best of the best of the independent circuit and bring these people not just to a national but an international platform. You know, there's not that many opportunities out there except for, you know, quote-unquote, the big boys. And the big boys to me are not the big boys. We're going to be the big boys, and that's where we're at on a national level. If I could take a deep breath for a second, internationally, I'm honored to say that we are in final negotiations with former WWE two-time tag team champion Rene Dupre from Canada.
Wow.
We are speaking about him coming into the United States and debuting here after so many years. He is a major star in the Japanese circuit, and he's been there quite a few times. And if I can add this out in the next 24 hours. Yeah, yeah, Steven, I was going to ask you also. But, yeah, if I could get him to finalize the deal, which looks like we're 99.9% there, just had to take care of a couple of logistics, and he should be signed by sometime tomorrow, if not by Tuesday.
Wow, that's a huge, huge signing. That's just awesome.
And, you know, just to finalize the indoor, we're wrestling tonight on what's happening behind the scenes. We've also been in touch with Nonstop for the last month, and I'm finalizing deal with him tomorrow is none other than Austria's own Mr. Bambi Killer himself, you know, Chris Raver. You know, so we've been in negotiations. We have a phone call tomorrow, and I should be able to line up and to bring Chris back into the United States after so many years and, you know, debut the best of the best, not just nationally but internationally. And in conjunction with that, that's what our intercontinental belt means. It means an international star, not just somebody from the U.S. that's going to be, you know, getting the belt. Because if that's the case, Chaz, you can have the belt. You know what I mean? So we want to have real meaning, you know? So,
you know what, Tony, I appreciate the offer, but I think Malcolm's friend David Arquette pretty much showed me what it's like to have that type of title. And yeah, I'll pass.
Well, you know, Chaz, let me just say something to you, because this is the first time we spoke in a couple of days. And, you know, you got some things this week about ripping me online and everything else. But, Chaz, you know, be careful, because, you know, floating with the fishes isn't like right around the corner, okay, if you know what I mean.
No. Wait a second here. The only fish that I ever want to see are sauteed on a plate. So I'm okay. Everything's good.
Tony, I got your back, Tony. I got you. I'll handle that.
I appreciate that.
There goes the neighborhood. Velvet's here.
No. Velvet, how are you, my man? Good to hear from you also.
Good, man.
Brother.
Good, man. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Thank you. In addition to a lot of other stuff, that's like really breaking news for this week with the NAWA and, you know, on Wrestling Tonight, which is our platform weekly to discuss what's going on behind the scenes with the NAWA, getting late breaking news as it takes place. We are growing, not literally month by month or day by day, but hour by hour, things are changing. And, you know, I'm honored and with a lot of respect for everyone that's opening up their arms and, you know, willing to come on board and to make this happen, not just for ourselves as a company, as an organization, but to become one big family together. And some people that don't know me on a personal level will get to know me. And, you know, the sky's the limit. Just I tell everyone that's on board, you know, sit back, enjoy the ride, let's break some bread, and, you know, let's make some money and have fun at the same time.
Yeah, Tony, you know, all joking around aside, I thank you over and over. I want to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the North American Wrestling Alliance. It is truly humbling to be a part of an organization with the history, the background, and the size and scope that the NAWA is going to have. And I'll, again, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for including me, and I'm most appreciative.
No, not a problem, Chaz. It's actually my honor. And I'll tell you, you know, how you came into play, just to let the fans know real fast. You know, you were a talent that was out there in Chicago, and I've seen a lot of stuff, and I've heard a lot of stuff about Chaz and the Meridi Agency, so on and so forth, and why no one ever took it and really ran with it as a manager, per se, because manager gimmicks don't exist in wrestling, quote-unquote, anymore, not like they did in the early days. And from day one, when I reached out to you, I said, Chaz, you have it. Just, you know, let me develop what we need to develop. But you got it. You got to stick together. And, you know, with that, that was one of the reasons why, you know, you were one of the first that came on board when I first started this, you know, months back. And we decided to start reaching out for talent. So thank you, Chaz. I appreciate your coming on board.
No. Most definitely my pleasure. Tony, you made mention last week on the show of the very, very tremendous pay-per-view event that's going to occur in December. For those fans that weren't with us last week that are listening in tonight, would you like to repeat that announcement?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Basically, we'll talk with this. Our debut show was originally supposed to be in the New York tri-state area, but due to the pandemic, things have changed. We have signed a deal with Fight TV on an exclusive basis, a lot different than any other wrestling company that's out there. And we are going now to our first debut show back at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida, December 19th. It is going to be a live pay-per-view event / TV taping. And just a couple of days ago, and I will finalize it in the next 2 to 3 days, we are actually going back beginning of February, middle of March, middle of April. So we have 4 shows lined up, all in Daytona Beach. And we're going to constantly run from there. That's our base ground to start with, and we're just going to keep going back. But once again, December 19th, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida, Fight TV pay-per-view event. Tickets will be on sale probably by this Friday on Ticketmaster or through the box office directly through Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. So I'm very excited about that, and we're putting literally tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars in production to get this really our debut to show what our platform is. It's totally different than anybody else's, and you'll see it once it comes out.
You know, that is so exciting. And, I mean, the fans are going to love it. It's going to be live on pay-per-view worldwide. I mean, I'm looking forward to this event. I mean, anybody that knows old-school wrestling and wants to bring it back with a vengeance, so to speak, is going to be definitely interested in either attending or buying that show on pay-per-view.
You know, excuse me, by the way, it is one of our flagship yearly shows, which is called Jingle Brawl. which is our holiday show that's going to be coming out each and every year around the December time from the Thanksgiving holiday to the end of December. And I just want to give a shout out to Jingle Brawl itself, because that is the name of the event that's taking place, which is one of our flagship yearly shows.
Awesome. So you heard it there, fans. Jingle Brawl, December 19th, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida. Tony, we'd love to have you stay on as we interview our guest tonight. Would you be able to join us?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be my honor to stay on board. I appreciate it.
Okay, very good. So with that being said, one of the things that one of the divisions that the NAWA has been really making an effort to grow quickly is the women's division. And I am pleased right now to introduce everybody to our featured guest of the evening from the NAWA. She is a member of the women's division. Let us say hello and welcome Allie Rex to the show. Allie, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey.
All right, let's have our panel go around and introduce themselves so that Allie doesn't think that she knows who you are when she doesn't. So, all right, who'd like to go first and introduce themselves?
This is Stephen.
Dr. John. There's Stephen, the professor of wrestling.
Professor Steve.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. Tony knows how much I was glad to see that you were signed recently. So looking forward to tonight's interview.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
And from Idaho, transplanted from Las Vegas, our next panelist will introduce himself. Who are you anyway?
Malcolm Wildman. Can I say something, Allie, before I talk to you? Hey, Tony.
Sure.
How you doing? How's my favorite owner of the new company doing? I just want to ask you that.
I'm doing great, and I thought, Malcolm, we were friends here, man. Don't go with the formality, buddy. I mean, I haven't reached out to you this week. It's been a very, very crazy week.
You're my best friend.
That's awesome.
That's it. Same thing here, man. And I can't wait to see you down in Florida. We're going
to
work something out.
I can't wait to meet you, Tony. I'm so excited, man.
Likewise, Malcolm. Thank you so much. Malcolm, say hello to Allie. Give Allie some respect.
Hi, Allie. I'm sorry, Allie. I just had to say hello to Tony. He believes in me, you know, like David Arquette believes in me, yeah. And I want to be an actor, Allie. I'm going to be 57 November 7th, and I'm not afraid to do this, you know. I want to just a shot at this, you know. I'm too old to be a wrestler. I'm too old to be an Oakland Raider, but I'm not too old to be an actor. I want a shot at this, you know. So.
Attaboy, Malcolm. You can be an actor. Absolutely.
And then also joining us, Allie, from South Carolina, is a gentleman who likes to call himself the manager extraordinaire, which I have to listen to every single day of the week. But I love him to death. He is the amazing Velvet. Velvet, say hello to Allie.
Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Very good. I'm looking forward to this interview as well.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, so we got all the formalities and festivities out of the way. Let's get right down to it. Allie, for the fans that don't have never really heard of the NAWA and heard of Allie Rex, how did you get your start in professional wrestling?
Well, I actually started right after high school. This is something that I've kind of wanted to do my whole life. So I graduated high school and I started looking for wrestling schools almost right away. My parents wanted me to go to college, so I kind of lied to them for about a year and a half that I started training. And I told them that I was taking self-defense classes because I would come home all beat up all the time and I would get questioned. So for a year and a half, they believed I was taking some classes. And I started like searching for these schools, and I found ECPW up in Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey, under Gino Caruso. And I started training there when I was 19, and it's like history from there. I fell in love with it even more once I stepped into the ring for the first time. That was the first time I was even that close to a ring. So it was a cool thing. I just knew from that point on, like, this is just what I wanted to do, like, for sure.
Nice. Yeah, you know, we've all started out as fans, and then at some point we get the itch and we get the bug and the opportunity arises, and next thing you know, we're training and we're in the business. So if you had to point to one or two matches over your career that you've been most proud of? What would those be?
Most proud of? Let me think. When I have to show a match, honestly, the first one I think of is my matches in Texas with Hi-Ann for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. I'm actually super proud of those matches. I feel like those are, like, the best ones that I've had. She's just amazing. I worked so well with her, and everything just flowed together so well. I'm definitely super proud of those. As far as, like, my favorite, it would have to be my match at PPW with Madison Rain.
Okay.
That was a little earlier on in my career, but it was just, like, a turning point for me in a way. I was in more of, like, a slump, I guess you would say. I mean, that's what we called it in softball. But I was, like, in a slump of, like, wrestling. So when I wrestled her, it was, like, that moment that I fell in love with wrestling all over again. And it was just, like, it was just really cool. Like, she was amazing to work with. And, like, it was just, it was the first time that, like, I wasn't so nervous for a match. Because I was, like, that was probably, like, my first 50 matches that I wrestled her. So I was always so nervous before I went out there. And that was the first time that I, like, had fun out there instead of, like, stress the whole time. And, like, I don't know, it was just, it was awesome. And that was a big moment for me, too.
Oh, that's great. So now we get to AlliRex 2020. And you're a part of the North American Wrestling Alliance. And what goals do you have for yourself within the NAWA?
I feel like I have a lot to prove, not only to myself, but to everybody else. I haven't been wrestling a lot lately, and when I do, it's like kind of mostly the same things. I haven't really pulled out the new things that I've learned yet, which I'm very excited for. I don't know. I feel like I really need to prove myself to everybody to show, like, I might be only 5 years in, but this is something, like, I can do.
That's awesome. All right, guys, we're going to open it up to one question per panelist right now. Anything you want to ask Allie, and then we're going to move on from there. So, Steve, let's start with you. What would you like to ask Allie?
Well, I really like your YouTube channel. Can you talk about your Jurassic Park vids and your promos with Mike? I really like the Allie Remembers video and some of the Jurassic Park toys videos. Can you talk about some of your YouTube channel? There's some good matches on there as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, awesome. So I'm a huge toy collector. That's what I do in my spare time. So I like to make a lot of videos on, like, going to toy conventions and, like, toy hunting, because we're always trying to find, like, bargains on them and the best prices. And then, like, we flip them or we keep them. For the most part, we keep them. But, I'm a huge toy collector. So especially Jurassic Park, like, that's my favorite thing in the world is dinosaurs. Mike even proposed to me in front of, like, a Velociraptor and Jurassic Park and Universal. So, like, couldn't really be more perfect than that. I do a lot of videos like that. As far as the Allie Remembers video, that was more of our first promo where we flipped the switch a little bit and we kind of went heel in a way. And it's just more of us being ourselves, honestly. The world beats you down and a lot of things happen. There's a lot of times where we were so close with not only our careers, but, like, with getting a house or something else, and it just gets ripped away from you. And, like, after time, like, enough is enough, you know? You lose it. So that's kind of more of, like, where that was and how it mentally changed me, especially with my fiancé, with Mike, blowing his knees out back-to-back 2 years in a row. Like, that was not only mentally hard on him, but that was mentally hard on me too. So it's, like, pain changes people, and that's kind of what we were going for.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the promos. I think you and Mike make a good duo. I really like the psychiatrist or psychologist in the video. I thought it was some interesting stuff, and I hope to see more promos like that and more uploads in the future, and looking forward to your work in the NAWA as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm beyond excited to be working with them.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Dr. John, anything you want to ask Allie?
Yes, Allie. I deal with a lot of the wrestlers from the past, working with them on bios, interviewing them. And I was wondering, are there any particular
female wrestlers from, let's say, 2000 and before that have been an inspiration to you?
From 2000 and before.
Listen, it can be 2010, whatever. Who has been an inspiration to you?
Yeah, I've been actually more. I started watching wrestling like a lot later because I was not much, like a lot of my friends or anybody have ever got into it. That was just more of like a me thing. So I mean, I am studying my history and going backwards, but female wise, my biggest inspiration in wrestling was always Rey Mysterio. But if I had to go female-wise, it would be Trish Stratus and Lita. I kind of like to mix them together and incorporate them when I'm, like, going through my matches and what I'm calling and what I'm going to do and just change it up a little bit and put more of my twist on it. But, yeah, those two are complete inspirations to me for sure.
Yeah, I could see the Lita influence.
And that was a great inspiration with Ray. I mean, those are super. Thank you very much.
Velvet, anything you want to ask, Allie?
Yeah. What year were you in Houston at Reality of Wrestling, and did you get anything from Booker T himself?
What year did I do that? Is that what you asked?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what years were you at Booker T's?
I believe it was the end of 2018 into 2019. I went back there like two or three times. It's been awesome. As far as advice as he's given me, the biggest thing was to not hit so many finishers as falsies. That was the biggest advice he gave me as far as there, because I would hit a lot of like code breakers and spears and like 619s as falsies, when in reality those are finishers, like they're out. And like for me, that's exactly what I needed to hear, because I need to hear that, because I don't need to be doing moves because they're cool. It needs to make sense. So when I heard that, I just flipped the switch and it all made sense to me, and I was like, you know what, you're absolutely right. And that's when he told me when I was there that my finisher would be a code breaker, even though that when he asked me what my finisher was, I always had a spear, and he was like, well, here it's going to be a code breaker because that just makes more sense. And I was like, okay, say no more. Code breaker it is.
Right. Well, I was there in 2015, so he was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, he's so awesome. I love going there.
I was there a little bit before you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was awesome. He's very, very, very old school. So, yeah, thank you for your answer.
Yeah.
Now, Allie, I got to warn you before I introduce our next panelist. Malcolm Wildman is our resident wrestling impressionist. He does wrestling impressions like no other. So I'm going to have you ask Malcolm, which wrestling impression would you like Malcolm to do? Because he's only allowed one. So.
Oh, my God. I can't anybody.
I mean, he does the killer Hulk Hogan. He does an awesome Roddy Piper and Macho Man.
That's
who would you like Malcolm to do for
you?
You
just read my mind. I want to hear some Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm,
hey,
you're
Ellie,
up.
Hey, Ellie, can I ask you something? Who's your fiancé?
Sure.
Do I know him? Because I want to get him in this, too.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Who's your fiancé, Mike?
Mike Orlando.
Do I know him?
Yeah,
Mike
Orlando.
Can I, do you mind if I get him in this Macho Man tribute and Tony Capone? All of you?
Yeah, sure.
Is that right? Will you round Allie Rex and Mike Orlando and Tony Capone, the manager, the master of the NAWA? What, you gotta feel the madness all around you, yeah!
I told you he was our resident impressionist. Thanks,
oh my God,
Malcolm.
That's sweet. I let him hear that for you. He's laughing as well.
Is that Mike? Did Mike hear it?
He did hear it. I did put it on speaker.
Hey, Mike, when you're at the pay-per-view, can I get a picture with you, an autograph?
Oh, let me put it on speaker again one more time.
The monster.
You want to hear the Macho Man again?
No, what did you just say for him?
Well, I was going to ask Mike if when I meet him, can I get a picture with him with my camera and an autograph from Mike Orlando?
Absolutely, man. He'd be happy to.
Because, Allie, my brother likes all the lady wrestlers. I like Hogan. I like Piper. You know, I'm like Flair. I know Stinger. Me and Sting are like buddies. Sting told me March 15th at the toy con at the Eastern Cannery near the Boulder Highway. He was out there for the event in Las Vegas. He said that my character reminds him of Will Ferrell in the Elf movies. And that's somebody
really?
That believes me. Hulk Hogan told me, I asked him when I was at Mango's Sports Bar October 27, 2018. I was down in Orlando at his beach shot, and I was down at the sports bar, and I asked the Hulkster, can I do a movie with you someday? And he goes, you got it, brother, just like that. I'm pumped, and I want to shout out this acting
awesome.
Stuff.
So, Malcolm, have any questions you want to ask Allie?
Yeah, Allie, I just want to ask you, you said you're a big toy collector. Well, I was talking to Velvet, and I've been talking to Chaz, and I got two storage sheds full of old toys. I got some die-cast metal Corgi cars. Maybe you'd be interested in. I'm just collecting stuff from the Bradford Exchange. My favorite TV show is 1968 was Batman and Robin. And I told Hulk Hogan that he wasn't around till 79. Piper wasn't around till 76. Flair wasn't around till 72. My original two favorite wrestlers were Pat Patterson and Rocky Johnson. They wrestled the Great Mephisto and Crazy Luke Graham and guys like that. And I got to meet them three times. But Batman and Robin, I met Adam West six times, and I've met Burt Ward five times already. And I got this Batman poster. I would love it if you're at this pay-per-view in the future. I can't get it right now, but in the future, I'd love it if you and your husband would sign it for me, because almost everybody from the Batman show is dead or not around anymore. And I said, well, I'll just have wrestlers sign it because they're the closest things to real-life superheroes and villains, you know. So.
Oh, you know, absolutely, man. That's so cool that you even have that. That's right up Mike's alley. He's, like, a huge Batman fan. So you guys are going to have a lot talk about. A lot to talk about. And we'll absolutely sign it for you. Yes, that's so cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Malcolm. Tony, any thoughts or any questions that you want to you have for Allie or things that you want to talk about?
Absolutely. You know, first of all, Allie, you know, pleasure speaking to you again. And it goes to what I was talking about originally since we started the inception of the NWA recently with the relaunch. And Allie and both her fiancé, Mike, are two major talents that are really, I mean, Allie more than Mike, is undeveloped and has so much to bring to the table and has so much to be developed. And I had seen Allie recently on a pay-per-view event, believe it or not, a smaller event, and I was looking, and I'm like, that girl can move. I mean, she's got it. There was just something about her. And it wasn't until after the pay-per-view I'm like, that's Mike's fiancé. And it was just like, it was like a match made in heaven. I mean, just really to have Allie on board and to have Mike on board and, you know, two superstars at the end of the way that are going to be really enjoying this. And I have so much respect for Mike for what he's done in the business and in the WWE and everything else back in the days. And we're just bringing him out. You know, Allie Rex is on board and just Mike Orlando. And we have a lot of great things behind the scenes. And I want to say thank you, Allie, both of you and Mike, to accept, you know, the invitation to come on board with us. And, yeah, I can't wait to see you guys down in Florida, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's like an honor. I am beyond excited to be working with you. Like, this is something I really needed. Thank you so much.
No, there's been a lot of, I don't know if it's, you felt it on your end, but I can tell you most of the stars that are coming aboard, the NAWA family, like I call it, they're reaching out to our stars, and you know, they're reaching out because they're excited. They're giving their thumbs up to everyone that we're bringing on board. You know, there's certain people that, we don't think so. But with you and Mike, it's been positive from day one, and they want to see you. They want to see you on a national, international platform. And I know you have a lot to bring to the table. I know Mike has a lot to bring to the table. And we're going to work together to make this, you know, an international company. And I want you guys to be in one of the forefronts of it. You know, I mean, I'm really honored and with a lot of respect for both of you and Mike, and I can't wait to get you guys on board and see you guys down in Daytona. And, you know, we'll talk this week because we have three dates coming up right after that, and they're all in Daytona Beach at the Ocean Center. So I'm really, really excited about this and where it's heading to.
I am 1,000% on board, and I cannot wait until December.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, I definitely want to chime in and say that I think Allie speaks for all of us. I mean, December 19th can't get here fast enough. I am extremely excited as well, and you know, you get at a loss for words, which is difficult for me at times. But you know, you definitely start thinking about the scope of what this show is going to be, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to be beyond awesome.
You know, the one thing that, out of the door with our history that goes back to 1989, actually, a little bit earlier than that, we're looking to make this, like I said, international. We're not just an independent company, and that's what a lot of people are mixing the assumption with. Immediately out of the gate, we are a national company, and with our co-promotion ties with Canada, Austria, certain things in Japan that we're working on right now, and the UK, we are going to be an actual international company by far. And, you know, get ready to start touring, Allie, because, you know, the opportunity is going to be there. So it's a matter of how far you want to take it, how far Mike wants to take it, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be there for you guys.
Chad?
Yeah, no, that's great. I was waiting for Allie to answer, but I think
oh,
what
sorry,
Tony's talking
sorry.
About is that's okay. No. I mean, I just think that what Tony's talking about is an opportunity that comes along once in a lifetime. And, you know, speaking for myself, I can't wait. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is an opportunity in a lifetime. And I'm just so happy. I can't believe you, like, well, sometimes I say I can't believe, but I'm just so happy you believe in me the way you do. And I just appreciate it. I really do.
That's awesome. Allie, it's been a pleasure interviewing you. Would you do us the honor of staying on the show as we get to our next featured guest?
No, yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
Okay, awesome. Well, appreciate it. Again, Allie Rex, ladies and gentlemen, up-and-coming rising talent with the North American Wrestling Alliance. Dr. John, would you like to start us off with some background on our next guest?
Yes, I can. This is a friend of mine that I met through the one and only Papa Stroh about 4 years ago. We have stayed in touch, and when we began this show, this was one of the first ladies that I wanted to bring on to be able to interview. She's got a varied history. She is so well known throughout the wrestling world, and she's just a great lady. And I see she has come on. We're glad to have her. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to all of you Sunny, the California girl from GLOW. Sunny, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. I love the interview so far, a little bit that I was listening to. That's awesome. Hi, Chad.
Well, great.
How are you doing? How's things out in
CA? I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, and I want to just say thank you for having me on. This is great. I'm so happy for you guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Well, great.
Sunny, we're going to introduce you to all the members of our panel right now, and they'll be asking some questions after your interview. Starting off with the godfather of professional wrestling, the chairman, president, CEO of the North American Wrestling Alliance, Tony Capone. Tony, say hi to Sunny.
Sunny, how are you? It's an honor and a pleasure to speak to you after all these years that I've been following you, going back to your career in GLOW Wrestling back in the 80s. And I'll tell you a little story later, but no, it's an honor to be on the same platform with you. And thank you very much for your time on the Wrestling Tonight platform. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Nice to finally talk to you as well, Tony. And I think this is a great endeavor, and I'm blessing it with all my sunshine and love to make this happen and go. And I know it's going to. It's going to be fantastic. You've got a good crew, good people around you, and yeah, this is exciting, very, very exciting.
And also joining us from South Carolina, my wife's favorite manager, the amazing Velvet. I don't know how much he paid her to say that, but I had to say it, so I'm whatever. Velvet, say hello.
Hello, Sonny. I'm glad you're on. Second time we get to talk to you. I like that, and I'll have a question for you later. Thanks for being on.
Why, thank you. Thank you for having me. This is great. I've got my little
Absolutely.
Family right here.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we're going to expand in a second. Also joining us is our resident professor of professional wrestling, Steve Logan. Steve, say hi to Sonny.
Hey, this is Steven. Glad to be on. I've heard you on Retro a couple of times, followed you on Facebook, so definitely glad to have you on.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. This is cool. Very, very cool.
And last but not least, our resident wild man, your friend and mine, our Cauliflower Alley brother, Malcolm Wildman. Malcolm, say hi and keep it down.
Well, you know something? When you're talking about the Glow Girls, the most beautiful ladies in the 80s and the 90s, what you gonna do when their beauty runs wild on you?
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I like that. How are you, Malcolm? It's been a long time since we graced the red carpet, right?
Yeah, my brother said to say the same thing I want to say to you. I hope you're doing good, and it's nice to hear from you again. I can't wait to see you in April.
That's right. I can't wait either. Gosh, it's been it seems like forever.
Sonny, will you tell Hollywood that if she wants, I know she's a Dodger fan and a Raider fan, if any of you or any of the Glow Girls want to use my Raider seats at Reliance Stadium, the tickets are on me. I swear to God.
Oh, isn't that sweet? You're too kind. You're too kind. But I'll let you tell Hollywood yourself because,
Okay.
Well, I'll let you do that. You can have the honors. But, I love the Raiders. I love the Dodgers. Go to both. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Raiders beat the Chiefs today. Miracles do happen.
All right, then without further ado, Dr. Jen, let's take it away with your interview with Sonny the California Girl.
It's a real pleasure, Sonny. I've got a couple questions for you. I was actually out doing a public appearance this weekend with the South Carolina Lizard Man. It was his first appearance since 1988, since he tore up a car. But anyway, we were out in Lexington, South Carolina, and I was telling some young guys, they were 20, 21, that Sonny, the California Girl, was going to be on Wrestling Tonight, and they needed to watch it. And they said, well, now, who's Sonny, the California Girl? I said, well, just like the name sounds, she's beautiful. She's from California. And she was with GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And one of the boys was just smart enough to say, well, now, who's that? I'm a big wrestling fan. But who is GLOW? So my question to you
course,
is this.
Right?
take 5 to 7 minutes. You've got an entirely new audience now. They were in the crib, so to speak. Now they've grown up. They've got jobs. They're out doing, they're out doing things. And I know a lot of them would like to know who you are and who tell us about GLOW.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. That was a great introduction. GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, started in 1985 and went on to 1989. So we were the original trailblazers for, WWE girls, if you will, or anybody else that followed after us. In fact, there's another Sonny, and Sonny was with WWE, so she was in the 90s. So I kind of started the whole momentum, and it's pretty cool. But, we were on all stations, nationwide and international in the 80s. We graced every television screen, on the weekends, even during the week we were on at late night. Wonder why that was. Probably the risky, costumes. Some of them were a little risque or risky, however you want to look at it. But we all were different characters. So now, full circle, you probably have heard of GLOW, which is on Netflix. And what that is they're paying homage to us original GLOW girls. So it's now out there for all the younger generation, if you will, to learn about who we who we are or who we were. We still are, actually. You know, we're just aged a little bit, if you will. We're always young at heart, though, right? You know, we never lose that. But, you know, some of us still wrestle as well, which I actually can still get in the ring. I always take on a good challenge, so I never back down. And thanks to Chaz Moretti, I've got a belt that everyone seems to want. So I'm always up for that challenge because they know they're not getting my belt. Never.
Now tell
right, Chaz?
Tell everybody about your belt. Tell about the belt.
Well, that
now.
Was given – yeah, well, it was actually sort of a story there. I think it was going to represent all the girls, but at the final end, we decided – that I was going to take it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Are you sure? You know, and I looked at Chaz. I looked at Beastie. Beastie was right there, the road warrior that I used to wrestle. She's like, Sonny, you did a good job. You take it. You take it. You know, there's only one you take. I'm like, okay. Yeah, well, I actually got the girls honored at the CAC in 2017. I worked tirelessly for 7 months, reaching out to as many Glow Girls that I could. After I pushed I pushed that envelope and getting this honored, I was in Brian Blair's ear and Carl Lard till they didn't want to hear me anymore. They're like, go away, Sonny. You're bugging us. And I never gave up. Because, as you know, in this career, you cannot give up. You've got to stay steady. You've got to get in there. You've got to have the passion, the will. And if you want to be in this business, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to be in it for the right reasons, not for the money, because you're not going to get rich. That's the good old saying, because we certainly didn't. But you know what? We loved it. It's part of your life and part of your being. So the same thing with the CAC. I wanted us girls to be honored, and we were. So we broke the glass ceiling for the first time with a group of female pro wrestlers. So we were honored at the CAC 2017, and Chaz Moretti made that belt for me, or actually for us. I don't know, Chaz, however you want to say it, but I was enlightened and honored to have it. And it stays with me. And when Chaz comes here and Amy comes to visit me here at the house, you're going to see it. But I take it with me everywhere, and I share it with all the fans, you know, and it's so cute to see all the children, because that's what this business is about, is to see the children's faces light up. Because they know the characters, they love the wrestlers in the ring, they love everything we stand for, T-shirts, all the merch, but that belt, they love to hold the belt. And that's the greatest thing, and that's what makes me happy. That makes my heart happy. So, yeah, and that's Glow. And now I was Sunny, so I was close to my character. I'm originally from California. And, you know, as you know, Glow was all different sizes, shapes, and colors. So we kind of broke the barrier in everything when it came to wrestling. And we had training. It wasn't like the training everyone gets now. It was a pretty rock and rolling kind of quick training, military, tough training. You get in and you do it. And if you can't, you're out type thing. So, yeah, it was, you know, pretty interesting. And I was a singer, so Matt and the writer, Steve Blance, decided to make up knock-knock jokes for me to sing in the ring. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. You want me to sing knock-knock jokes? Okay, that's going to be interesting. So sure enough, I was singing knock-knock jokes. And that would piss off my opponent, come at me. And that was the beginning of the match. But you can see Glow. By the way, the original Glow, which is all of us girls, from season 1 to season 4 on Tubi.tv. So you can go now to Tubi.tv and see our matches. How about that, Malcolm? So, yeah, pretty cool.
Well, Sonny, that's great that they're on Tubi. And I'm going to let everybody know again next week and the week after about that. I'm also going to make sure that all of my fans on ScaryCast, because we do wrestling over there too. In fact, we might even have you on there to talk about your story, because even horror fans love wrestling. I got to tell you this, and it was so cool, because I'm 50. Sorry guys, I'm 50. And so these sullen 19 and 20 year olds, and I started talking about wrestling to them, they lit up like a Christmas tree. Every one of them love wrestling. And then when we stopped talking about wrestling, and I told them a little bit about you and everything, they looked like the world was coming back to an end. So, you know, wrestling is not, it is not about the money. It is what we do for people to get them to enjoy themselves and to be happy, even for just 2 hours at a show. And I think you'll agree with that, won't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what makes us get out there and do what we do, is to see the audience and the fans that are out there just lighting up their faces of all ages. But most importantly, it still goes back to the kids, because they can relate in one way, shape, or form. And that goes for managers up to valets to the wrestlers to the whole thing. And everybody that puts on the show, you know. And to me, everybody's equal, because they all have a part to play. And that's the greatest thing, you know. And I got to say, Chaz, if,
yes, ma'am.
If I was wrestling today, I will say I would want Chaz Moretti to be my manager.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
you
Sonny's
saying
not
that a
Sonny
couple
anymore.
Years ago,
you know that. Sonny's more on the cloudy
side. You still weren't saying that a couple of years ago when you and Roxy ambushed me in Milwaukee. I didn't forget.
Oh, yeah.
You, Roxy,
yeah, we still
and
got
awesome
great pictures.
My ribs still hurt, but that's all right. I forgive you.
That's because Awesome Kong landed on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good rib.
All
yeah,
I
that
saw was
great.
The world getting dark. It was about to end for
oh,
me.
There he is. Okay, great. All right.
But that's
well,
awesome,
Sonny,
though. Sonny, thank you so much.
You know I love you.
Oh, of course. Same here. Same here.
Got them all for
so,
you.
Let's open things up. Anybody have any questions for Sonny?
Yeah.
Yes.
First of all, the professor needs to ask a question.
Steve, go ahead.
Yes, I did want to ask, do you think there's any women today that could have fit in GLOW and vice versa, someone from GLOW that would fit today as well?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I think there's some great female wrestlers in indie and pro. I mean, fantastic. I see some of the girls now. In fact, I trained some. It was not too long ago. I'd say 2012 for the Firebirds in New York. It was the West Division. And I trained them out here. And it was a group of girls, really good, so good. And some had no training whatsoever. I trained them in one day to do their first match. It was real quick, like within 2 hours. I was told I had to get these girls trained and get him in a match. I'm like, wait a minute, in 2 hours? But I did it. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many. Absolutely. GLOW today, I think, would be different, though. I think GLOW was perfect for the 80s. Big hair, glitter, hairspray, you know, the whole works. Today, you know, maybe call it something else, but there would be maybe something similar. But the gimmicks are different. Even the wrestling style is completely different. Like I'm old school. Hello.
Somebody's got a speaker on. The guy's got to turn the speaker off.
Yeah, I'm hearing an echo.
I'm sorry, Sonny. Go ahead. What was that last answer you gave us there?
I said, you know, back to the GLOW thing. I think it's just the time and place for GLOW fit perfect in the 80s. It's been tried and true. There's been WOW, as we know, David McLean's WOW, which is on, let's say, hiatus because, you know, of COVID. Everything's shut down, as we know. But he kind of is similar to GLOW, but it's not GLOW. It'll never be, because the sketches, the commercial time, of course, all that just fit for the 80s. To have it duplicated now, I don't see it. But there's great wrestlers that could definitely put something similar, I would say, definitely together. The girls that are with WOW are great, you know. So, yeah, because we've been there a few times. We're sitting there, Roxy and I and some of the other GLOW girls were like, wow, that reminds me of GLOW. Oh, look at those two characters. This is like GLOW, but without the commercials, without the skits, you know. But the audience and the whole character they have going is great, absolutely. So hats off to David McLean, and I hope he still has successful, you know, shows and a journey in that from that side.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your answer. And I'll let John and Chad continue, but thanks for answering my question.
Absolutely.
All right.
My pleasure.
The Amazing Velvet has got to have a question.
Sonny, is it, I don't know if this is true or not. You would know. Is it true that Mondo Guerrero was a part of GLOW in the beginning and helped train the ladies?
Yes, Mondo was a big movement in GLOW. He trained the first season girls. And then from the second to third to fourth is different training. For us, I was the third season and fourth season. So for our seasons, we had Nanuchka, Lori Palmer, Anne LaBrie, Debbie Debutante. So their first and then their character names. Those two were our trainers. So Debbie was the high acrobatic for us, and Nanuchka was both. And believe you me, Nanuchka kicked ass. She was the best. And
Yeah.
In every sense of the way, I loved Nanuchka. I loved wrestling her, too. She was a little rough, but I loved it, you know. She's great, and she was a great trainer.
Awesome. Thank you for your answer. And Dr. John, I see a match there with somebody we know.
Yes. You and I will be making that announcement maybe next week. Anyway, Malcolm Wildman, the one and only. What question do you have for Sonny, the California girl?
Patricia, first of all, when you're doing the interview with Papa Stroh, you said your daughter's dog's name was Bandit. Well, I had a little toy fox terrier. His name was Bandit. I named him after Bandit on the Johnny Quest cartoon show.
Nice.
He had like a mask on his face, and I was going to originally name him Batman, but I changed it to Bandit. You know,
oh, that's
I like
great.
Bandit on Johnny Quest. And then my question for you is, I didn't originally start watching GLOW, you know, like everybody else. It was accidental. I was working at Carl's Jr.'s, and I was taping the WWF Superstars of Wrestling, and it was in '88. And I left the VCR on for 2 hours instead of one. You know, it came on after, and I saw this guy that looked like Max Headroom, and I heard that theme song. In season two, you know, it sounded like the Batman theme. And then I saw Nanuchka, I saw Debbie Debutante and Susie Spirit and Miss Americana. And I got hooked on it. And then, you know, I just want to ask you, you know, I was hooked on it. And then these other two cheerleaders came in season three. I met Vicky Victory at the CAC one time. But my favorite wrestler, other than Colonel Nanuchka, was my favorite bad girl, but my favorite a wrestler, if anybody, was Cheyenne Cher. And I'm just wondering, have you talked to her? Is she still alive? Because I'd like to meet Cheyenne Cher.
Yeah, Cheyenne Cher was a good girl. So she was a baby face. And so I always got tagged with her. So it was a funny, you know, as we know, Sonny and Cher. So, and I loved working with her. Yeah, that was my tag team once in a while.
She is
very much alive. She lives here in California. She's married. But like some of the GLOW girls, they are, how do I put this? Well, since GLOW went off the air, it's been 32 years, if you will, give or take. Okay, now that really makes me feel old. But most of the girls left. Most of the girls have not sustained their wrestling career. They don't want anything to do with it. They kind of not turn their back. I don't want to be – but, yeah, they've kind of led different lives. So that has became like, oh, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
No more GLOW, you know, that type of
– But Patricia, if you talk to Cheyenne Cher – if you talk to her in the near future, tell her I'm dying to meet her because I loved her character, the Indian princess. I thought it was so cool. And she used to have those Indian quotes. You know, those were so cool to me. Yeah.
Very. I loved her costume. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was Lori Palmer's mother that made all our costumes. So they were all custom made, each and every one.
I can't help but love GLOW.
We had their traditional, you know, one costume, however. And some of us don't have our costumes anymore.
I accidentally watched it, Patricia, and then I got hooked on it. It was just the matches were so much fun. You know, I thought there were better matches than the ladies in the WWF to me. I really did, in the NWA, too. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, they came after us, so we like to think that, you know, we kind of paved the way for them, and they learned from us, which I
am
sure.
And I'm going on Tubi as soon as
At least we
over.
Took the bumps before they did, and we took some hard hard bumps.
Patricia, I'm going on Tubi after this. Watch some old matches.
Please do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, after.
I think Tony's got a question for you. Tony, you have a question you want to ask Sonny or a statement?
Well, it's a combination of a statement and a question. And she probably doesn't know this, and a lot of people from back in the days, I mean, I was a very, very big GLOW fan back in the 80s when GLOW first started. And actually in 89 when they lost TV, it was like, a part of me left of the wrestling industry, if you want to say, and I had started NAWA at that time. And back in those days, and something that's going to be coming out in the future that I think Sonny and myself should talk about, I actually had a wrestling league that was an all-division league that was based off of GLOW Wrestling. You probably never even knew this. And it was called Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling, GLOW Wrestling, which I still have up to today. And back in those days, I had, Bobcat that was on board, and Malaya Hosaka, and Kimono Wanalea, the Sweet Destiny Little Genie, and it was just basically our new version of trying to pay tribute to GLOW, which no one could imitate what GLOW did back in those days. Excuse me. In light of that, I'd like to speak to Sonny about possibly, because we are going to be debuting Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling again in the near future, and it's something that we're working on the website and behind the scenes right now, and I'd like to have an open invitation for her to get in touch with me and vice versa to actually discuss bringing some of that GLOW glitter, GLOW talent, and yourself on board with the NAWA behind the scenes and make another division of NAWA happen.
Oh, I would absolutely be honored. I would love that. Yes, let's do it. I don't know if you're aware, Tony, that I had a show after GLOW ended. I went on to the Strip. It was a little off the Las Vegas Strip, and it was called Battling Beauties, where, yes, again, I trained the girls, put them in the ring. The ring was built by our referee, Benny Diamond, or as you guys know him as Benny Espinoza, from Big Valley Wrestling in Las Vegas. So it was a great show. It was live, and it was pro wrestling, but in oil. And it was in oil wrestling. So if you can imagine how tough that was in oil, your body slamming, you're doing fireman's carry. It was not easy, guys. And of course the crowd loved it, because what we would do before we started the match, we'd have a little bottle of oil, mostly water, but a little oil. And one of the guys in the audience could go up and spray the girl with a little oil before the match. And that was the attraction. We had a lot of men there,
fan
let's
service.
Say, but, you know, we had women. I had a girl on a Harley came in. It was pretty cool. And I think we called her Harley, if I remember correctly. But I still have pictures and stuff and, you know, all the advertisement from that. But I always liked that, Battling Beauties. Yeah, I thought that was a good title. So that's, you know, beautiful. I like that. Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling. So, hey, great idea. Let's do it. I'm in.
Thank you. You know, one thing that just in general with fans out there and even promoters and everything else, we didn't have social media back in those days. And that's a major platform nowadays where we can bring a product to the fans directly. Back then, if you didn't have TV, you know, it was those old stores, you know, putting up those signs and your friends and their friends of friends. And, you know, I've been blessed on the East Coast and being able to travel, you know, part of the United States with the NAWA from the East Coast down to Florida back in the days. And my association with UWF and the vision was there. But, you know, it's so much, quote-unquote, easier now for people to say, oh, I'm a wrestling promoter. But they really don't know what it really, really takes to just really put a good product out there. You know, the whole storylines behind it and really showcasing both male and female talent to the best of their abilities. And like, you know, Malcolm said, we're real-life characters that you could relate to. And something you touched on earlier. You know, I remember specifically one show I did in, I think it was Wallingford, Connecticut. It was like a fair type show. And there was this little girl there. It was maybe like 8, 9 years old, and I signed an autograph for her. And she's like, can I have another picture? And I'm like, sure, who's this for? And she goes, this is for my little daughter, my little sister, excuse me. She was like 3 years old in a little carriage. And I'm like, okay. And I was just like taken back. And here I am on the heel, you know, big guy, 6'2 at the time, 6'1, 6'2, 350 pounds back in those days. And she's like, I want my daughter, when my sister gets bigger, I want her to know that she met a superstar. And it was just like something up to today, 30 years later, that's still in my mind. And I've made millions in this business. I've lost millions in this business. And it's for the love of the business that I'm here now. And it's just that the timing is right. Just the stars lined up perfectly right now. And it's been great, and it's going to continue. And, yeah, I definitely feel that there's a great association between myself and yourself in general to bring that whole female side of it to a forefront again. Not just the gimmicks like WWE or everybody else does nowadays. I'm talking about the old days traditions, stuff that you did back in those days, stuff that Bobcat did back in those days, and the girls from the old wrestling. I mean, we had Misty Blue going back to the 80s working with us back then also, you know. But
nice.
I'm looking to bring that back. So, yeah, so there's a lot of
history. Well, yeah, but to me, Tony, I here's the thing. I was raised in old school wrestling. I was raised at the Olympic Auditorium, raised up, if you will. I was there every weekend with my family. So I was raised with Classy Blassie, the Destroyer. And in fact, I had his original mask on when I was in diapers. My father was friends with all of them, Mr. Moto, all that.
Wow.
So to me, old school wrestling is the best. And if you bring back just a hint of that in what you have today, you've got it made. Because I'll tell you what, 80% of people out there that I talk to, they love the old school way. And it's not to put down WWE at all. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's the greatest ever, you know, and much respects to Vince McMahon. But I think if it was brought, which he is now, I mean, he was before this COVID, he was turning it back to the old school effect some. Thank God, because I really started to enjoy it, because I had to critique SmackDown every Friday when I was on with Rick Drayson. And let's pay respects, because we lost Rick Drayson. It was, you know, my best friend, and
also,
he was also the equalizer back in the 60s, trained by Mae Young, one of the greatest. I mean, he's gone now, but we did a show together called AfterBuzz TV. We were the originators. And I had to do that. So I was watching SmackDown, and I'm like, wow, some great wrestlers, if they would just slow it down, make an impact. When you punch or if you hit, you've got to feel it and sell it. It's all about the selling, because that's what brightens up the fans out there. Not these moves like going 1, 2, 3, boom, done, and you can't even tell the story effectively. You know, and that's what it's about.
When you start a program with a 450 off the top rope and a guy kicks out in 2 seconds, you know what's rest of the night is planned for you, and that's not wrestling. You know, that is skinny entertainment. You know, what happened to the selling? What happened to the stories that take 6 months to a year to develop? You got belts changing over every 2, 3 weeks. They want to get rid of somebody 1 week on TV. Next week they're going to see a partner, and they're gone 2 days later. I mean, that's not wrestling that we were brought up on. The old school tradition, like I always say, with a new 2021 flair to it. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm going to give to the fans. And I believe that they're going to accept it. They really are.
They will. And you've got a great crew already, and I think you've got the vision. You know it. That's it. I mean, that's it. It's going to be great. I feel it. And that's awesome, because as long as you keep that, you're good. And you've, like I said, you've got a great family now around you.
And, you know, thank you for your kind words, because it really goes to heart. It really does, because to me, you're a true wrestling legend in the business of professional wrestling, and you're the ones that brought the ladies to the forefront. And, I bow down to you, and thank you for that.
Thank you. And I continue in any way I can help. Like I said, it's all about the fans and these children, you know, Make-A-Wish Foundations, all these type of things are what make me happy. I still get, you know, parents calling me and said, Sonny, can you do me a favor? Can you do this? Or can you send me a T-shirt? Can you send me a pic? Or can you just come over and say hi to my son or daughter and make their day, you know? And I said, absolutely. And they said, really? You're really going to come over? And I said, yeah, I will. Absolutely.
It's
amazing. That's what feels good, you know?
It's so funny you went there. I mean, one of my flagship shows back in the early days, and it was about 90, 91, I was very, very big with MS, and there was one person that was originally from Mount Vernon, New York, and that's where I ran my organization, Westchester County, which is literally 20 minutes south of WWE headquarters nowadays, and it's been there for, you know, since I started. But there was this one girl, her name was Tanya Forster, I'll never forget her, she was 20 years old at the time, and what we did for her prom, and first row ringside, and one of the first fans back in those days with a poster board, you know, I love you, Godfather, and stuff like that, and it just touched me, and, you know, it's not just the publicity we got from the papers and from MS, it's just like giving back, because I've been blessed that my family's been, thank God, you know, disease-free, and, you know, we lived a good life, and although I've had some personal, you know, problems of my own, but it's about the fans, and it's really about, you know, seeing the smiles on the kids' faces in general, and we built up over the years, and this is why we became a great following company where every show people would come out because at the last minute they knew somebody was going to be exciting there like a surprise guest. And, you know, for example, one of our shows we did, Sid just left, Sid Vicious just left WWE TV, and 4 weeks later, actually 5 weeks later, he's on our program, on our program, which is one of our flagship shows. And, you know, the fans got to do that. It's the same thing now, even going down to the beach. Yeah, the card's going to be announced. The stars are going to be there, but I can guarantee you there's going to be a star that's going to be at that event that everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, he's pulling it out of the hat again. And that's the excitement of the fans. I get a kick out of seeing people smile and the kids just enjoying it, and that's what I'm all about.
That's right. That's right, especially after this year, because this year, like, for everyone, has been super difficult. I had some health issues starting the first of the year. I managed to get through that, and I have some other things going on, but nothing ever gets me down. I will always smile, and I guess that's why Matt Simber said, you know, not to mention, I guess I reminded him of his ex-wife, which was, again, an honor, because she was beautiful, and that was Jane Mansfield. So he molded my character as a Jane Mansfield type character, and as a dingy blonde. So, you know, unfortunately, my character never won. And that's why when I got that belt, you know, I told Chaz, I go, I was crying. In fact, Chaz was right there. He's like, you're crying. I go, yep, I'm crying because this is, you know, I never got the crown. Never won. And yeah. I asked Matt. He goes, because you're too beautiful to win, Sonny. I said, wait a minute. That's not a fair answer, Matt.
That's a safe answer. Tell the truth, though, Sonny. Tell the truth. What was the look on Matt's face when he saw that belt in 17?
Oh, I know, right?
I don't think he's picked up his jaw from the floor yet.
I know. I know. And neither did Brian, right? Did you see Brian? That was cool. Brian was so happy. He was just super happy. He's like, Sonny, that was a great moment. And just to have you guys around me, because, you know, I adore you and Amy. You guys are... Your family.
Oh, thank you.
Heck, we go way back. We're family. You know that.
We are.
And when I opened my doors and I said, you know, you guys are always welcome here to my house, that to me means a lot. And unfortunately, in the wrestling business, as all of you know, there's not so many, how do I put this gently? the people in it, some of them are nice, and I'm just going to say it. Some are a-holes, and so there's some you just don't want to have around you. And I'm a pretty positive person, always, and I try to put people up and build them up, not break them down. And in this business,
I
got to
tell you, we are so blessed to be involved with the NAWA, because that's the type of vibe and the philosophy that Tony set forth for all of us is to be a big family and to give the people what they've been clamoring for, which is, you know, which is the old school way with the new school vibe. And with that being said, I know you're listening to a little bit of the interview earlier tonight, but I want to take this time to formally introduce Sonny to Allie Rex. Allie, say hello to Sonny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Allie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. It's been an honor to be listening on your interview. Thank you so much.
Yes, and you know what? I want to wish you all the good juju for your career. And from what I understand, you don't need that You're pretty good, and you're already in good hands. So hey, you're going to be great.
Thank you so much.
I'm already going to be a fan.
Allie, do you have a question for Sunny?
A question, more of like a statement. I just want to thank you for paving the way for all of us today and just laying down the foundation for us and being more of like the start of the women's revolution. Like, I appreciate it. And just listening to your interview and everything. Like, I took a lot from that. And I honestly learned a lot from listening from you. So I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. And just remember, when you're in there, to always appreciate the fans and never let that go. When you go in the ring, like I said, sell it. Sell the heck out of it. Whatever it is, you know, never feel rushed. Never feel like you've got to do something that isn't you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay true to you and stay true to your character all the way. And you got it.
No. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
You're a doll. You're a sweetie. You've got it. And like I said, you're in good hands. And, you know, I look forward to watching just to conquer and get bigger than I won't say the others. But, you know, hey, you've got Tony Capone. You can't go wrong. And you've got Chaz. You've got John Steam. You've got all the guys. Excellent. Excellent
you're,
family.
You're right. I feel confident. I'm super excited. I can't wait for all of this.
Yes, I would be too. And you know what? The excitement never leaves you, no matter what. When I sit there and watch wrestling, I even watched some of my old matches. I won't lie. I went on Tubi. The minute someone told me we're on Tubi, and I'm like, really? So I go on, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I remember that. Oh, look. And you get,
oh my gosh,
you know, you
yes.
just, I was jumping around like I was in the ring, and my daughter comes out of the bedroom. She's like, Mom, what are you doing? I go, oh, shoot,
so
let me sit back down on the couch.
Yeah.
I love it, though. It never leaves your soul. And, you know,
no,
just do your
sure.
best and give the love to the fans, appreciation. You know, always stay humbled and kind. That's the best, and you'll be fine. So,
awesome. Thank you so much for that.
That was a great question and comment, Allie. It really was, and I know Sunny appreciated it. Now, Chaz Moretti, you are the only
yes,
person
sir.
That has not gotten to ask Sunny a question.
That's because he knows me so darn well.
That's because I know him for almost 10 years, but I'll shoot out
a question for our
All right. I mean, you guys want to hear me talk that bad? Not a problem. I'll indulge you. Hold on 1 second. You know, Sonny, I got to tell you, you and Malcolm have another connection. It's not really a question, but it's a little bit of an insight. Your puppy is named what again?
Bandit. I already told her.
Oh, you already told her. Right? You let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. You ruined it. Appreciate it.
That's all right.
That's
right, he did. Chaz, you're the man. You should be an actor.
Go clean the bathroom, Chaz.
Hey, be quiet over there.
Hey,
because
Chaz,
you're my wife's favorite manager doesn't mean nothing.
Did
all right,
you
here's the question I have for you.
Strut off and how we should have won.
Oh, that's because we were the only ones strut. But I do have a question for you, though. How
yes.
surprised were you in 17 at the CAC banquet when you all were honored to see Ninochka? Because I don't think anybody knew she was coming.
You know, it was a surprise. I will say there was two. Palestina showed up, too, at the end. They both kind of came, you know, walking in. However, they probably weren't happy because they didn't get that certificate. And I explained to them why. So they probably weren't happy with me, and they probably didn't like me. I kind of felt that at the end, but oh well. It was already told what they needed to do to go through the process. It's just like wrestling. You got to take your roles. You got to take your forward rolls, your backward rolls, your front bumps, your back bumps. You got to do all that. You got to put the work in to get to A to B to C to become that great wrestler in the ring, right? You got to put the work. Well, I told Ninochka over and over, you got to do A, B, and C so you can go and get your award at the CAC. First, you got to join. You got to pay. You got to show up and da-da-da. Well, she didn't want to do that. You know, some of the girls have the egos that are really big, and they just don't think that they needed to do those things, those steps to get to, you know, to be honored. They just thought it was going to be given. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it works. You got to put in the time. I've been, with the CAC, I think, 2000, when did I join? Goodness, 2009?
I joined in 2010.
Okay, so I think I was
there.
A year before, yeah. So 2009, and I go every year. I think I've missed 1 year, honestly. But that's not the point here. The point was you got to join, you got to do it. So she showed up after or thereabouts when we were getting our award. I think it was afterwards, actually. She's like, well, where's mine? I'm like, what? No, it doesn't work like that. You know, but it was great to see them.
It was still great to see her, though, because I don't think anybody expected to see
her. It was great to see her. I mean, hey, she was Nanutschka, you know.
Exactly.
I loved her,
yeah.
But, you know, we all kind of, it goes back to that. And here's the thing about GLOW. You've got 32 girls, probably 70 throughout all four seasons. And the first and second season, we never met most of them. They never met us. So we've known only a few, only because they joined Afterglow, which is us now. However, we all left GLOW 32 years ago, went on different paths, different lives, had children, not had children, whatever the case is. And then we were pulled back together in 2014 by Roxy Astor when she did the first after, right? That's my girl. The first Afterglow fan party hot seat. Her idea, and she pulled us together of what girls wanted to attend. She reached out to everybody, and it goes back again. Do you want to show up? Do you want to be proud you were a GLOW girl and be happy? Yes. So the ones that were there wanted to be there. So there was probably, 14 on the panel? And that's where it started. So we all connected. And some of them were first season, second season. We didn't know them. We got to meet them. Now we're best friends. But there's some of us that we don't talk to anymore. We're all different. And, you know, and again, you know, if you read my comic book that's out there, you know, and again, they probably hated me for that. I don't care. You want to be jealous, go be jealous elsewhere. If you want to be a bully, don't bully on my corner because I will get you. I don't like bullies. And
Tony
that's
will turn cloudy on you.
Yeah.
Now, oh, yeah, you know it, right? Chaz has seen that cloudy side. I don't stand for that. I am definitely my character. But if you push me, I'm not the one you want to mess with. You know, I'm a pretty tough girl. I was a tomboy and in my upbringing, and it speaks about that in my comic book. You know, short story, if you listen to some of my interviews, I talk about my brother who I loved, Frankie. Frankie was bullied. I beat up kids on the street corner because they were picking on my brother. And he was four years older, but my brother never had a mean bone in his body, wouldn't, you know, catch a fly. He would just, you know, read books and go to school and was nice to everybody. And the sweetest guy, okay? And he was getting picked on because he had a hip displacement. His foot went out. It was different. He wasn't walking as normal kids. So I ended up starting to fight the kids that picked on my brother. And that's in my book. So I don't like bullying. And unfortunately, I'm getting that now. And unfortunately, it's from the girls that are in the GLOW system. And I'm not friends with them. I've blocked them because I don't like negativity. I don't like bullying. And that's it. So I block them. And so they still talk. Mm-hmm. And so I go, guess what? I must be doing something right because they're talking about me. And I don't even know they are. Right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, and it goes back to everyone's like, well, aren't you all sisters? You guys should all get along. And I'm like, how and why? Tell me. Because we all lead different lives. That was 32 years ago. It's like when you're in school and you leave for college. You know what I mean? There's some you keep in touch with. There's some you don't. That's just GLOW. And that's the way it is.
Sure.
I wanted to put that
sure.
out there because the best way to explain it. Yeah, because everyone says, oh, you guys don't like each other. Well, no, I don't know her, really. I don't know. Does
exactly.
she not like me? You know, well,
exactly.
if she doesn't like me, I don't know why. But, hey, so be it, you know. And there's some jealousies, apparently, that Roxy and I get because we are very close and we have Afterglow. Well, somebody's got to start something else, and Roxy was the genius behind it. Nothing's stopping her. She's got a passion. She's going to keep Afterglow, and it's going, too. When we say glowing, it's going glowing. So Afterglow is on a great path, and I love her. She's a good person. She's genuine. And Chaz, you know, that's my buddy. And I don't let anybody pick on her. So I get in there. I'm like, you don't pick on her. And that's how it starts. It's almost like a wrestling match in itself. If we could put all the Glow Girls in the ring and get all that out, I'm sure we'd come out a winner, all of us.
Oh, sure.
You know, but, you know, it's just the way it is. But that's what I stand for, positivity. Like I said, be humble and kind. And also, hugs and say you love the person that you're with and around you, your friends, your family, because you never know. And I've lost too many this year with this COVID crap, and I couldn't reach out and tell them as they were going. And that's the hardest thing, and I'm sure all of you can relate to what I'm saying this year. So let's all say we love each other and respect each other, respect your family, and the rest, if they are not that way, then poof, be gone. That's what
I
say, because we don't need that.
I get it.
Right?
Well, we want to, definitely.
Exactly.
We want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. Dr. John, I think we should just go around the room and get some final thoughts from everybody. What do you think?
I agree. Let me do the roll call. Professor Steve, Professor of Wrestling, what have you got to say for yourself and for us?
I really enjoyed the interview and the panel, and I did want to ask, my friend and I are huge KISS fans. Do you still keep in contact with Paul and Gene at all?
I do. In fact, just a week ago, I spoke with Uncle Gene.
Awesome.
And Paul I speak to all the time, and also Tom Freely, who is Ace Freely in the band. And I just sold two of my KISS Playboy today, because that's another way of earning money, you know. I signed my autograph, and all the guys have signed their name in the book, and it's going to be worth a lot of money, that issue, because they're retiring once they go back out again. They're playing next year. I can't say when or how, but they're coming back out, I think, mid next year. Let's just say mid, early summer, something like that. They're going to start their tour back. And then after that, that's it for KISS.
I love KISS. I've seen them a couple of times, and my friend told me he might have that issue, so I'm going to have to see if he does or if I can contact you later. But, thanks for being on tonight.
Absolutely. This was so much fun, and I just feel like I'm at home talking to my family with all you guys. You guys are great.
Well, you are. You've got another family, and it's the Wrestling Tonight family. Malcolm
Wildman,
what have you got to say to Sonny?
Well, I want to say something to Allie first. Allie, I met Rey Mysterio March 14th at the Eastern Cannery at ToyCon, and he really likes me. He's going to be at the CAC. So if you need an autograph from him, I'll see if I get one for you. And then I met Lita at the Memorial Day last year at StarCast at Caesar's Palace, and it was real nice meeting her. So I just want to tell you that. And then Sonny, I seem to recall, I don't know if this is an actual match, but it just sticks in my mind. You and the cheerleaders, Cheyenne Cher and Vicky Victory, you teamed up against Broadway Rose and Hollywood and Matilda the Hun. Is that a true match, or did that really happen? I'm just asking.
Yes, that was a great memory. Yes, it did. It wasn't Matilda the Hun. I think it was Big Bad Mama you're referring to.
Oh,
Matilda
Big Bad
was
Mama,
in our
right.
season. Yeah.
I knew it was somebody big like you. And then tell Colonel Ninotchka, I loved her even in her pink outfit when she was French, when she was a good girl.
That's right. She turned baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
I will.
Tony Capone, I want to ask you, if you talk to Harry Smith, Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldogs, him and Dynamite Kid, I've talked to him many times. Would you tell Harry Malcolm sends his best? And I'm just dying to know, are you really bringing Sid Vicious in? And do I get a chance to meet Sid again? I told Sid when I met him back in at Wrestle Reunion in January 2011, I was in front of Sid, and I said, Sid, it's nice to meet somebody that's actually taller than me. And he was laughing.
You got to go to a softball game.
Yeah, there's a lot behind the scenes, Malcolm. And I'll tell you, when you come down to Daytona, when I bring you down to Daytona, you'll be surprised at the event in general with everyone being on board.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So,
Tony,
if I could,
I'm skipping. I was gonna go to Vegas and get my stuff. If you still want me, I can. But I just wanted to go straight through to South Carolina from here in Idaho tomorrow, so I could get down and help you out with this event. So it's up to you. If you want me to go back to Vegas, I can get that stuff for you.
No, we'll talk. We'll talk off air. We'll talk off air and get all the ranges
okay.
together. Have Uncle.
All right.
But,
thank you, Tony.
Love you, man. Love you too,
all
brother.
Right, thanks, Malcolm.
Chaz, if I could just take a moment just to address Sonny real fast. And Chaz, the reason why I bring you up, you know, behind the scenes, and you've been very intricate behind the scenes with the NAWA. One thing I always said to you is, like, Chaz, I make things happen. That's what this is about. I make things happen. And I'll tell you right now, in regards to what took place tonight, my mind's been spinning. And I'll tell you, I will reach out to Sonny in the next day. And never know. Maybe Sonny will be down at Daytona Beach with us in December. And it's something that, if she's willing, I'll make it happen. And that's an open invitation, and we'll speak about it off air and see if we can finalize something to bring her on board with us.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would be so honored. And, yes, I would. I would love to. I'm there.
Okay. So that's a date. We'll talk tomorrow offline, and we'll speak from there and make this happen.
Sounds wonderful. And you know what? While we're in Florida, I'll have all you guys in on the American Adversaries to talk about everything on the show, on the radio show that I do every Sunday, which is in Florida. So we can do a huge live radio remote right there. Get more out there, and let's do it. We'll chat about that tomorrow. Sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am, again, honored and humbled to be speaking to you after all these years and following your career. And I'll tell you, you've been a inspiration, not just yourself, but the whole Lowe family in general. It's been a very big part of the NAWA from day one when we started Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling, which is all based on Glow Wrestling per se.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Tony. That's very kind. Very kind to say. And you know what? You all are an inspiration, and I'm so glad to be here and that to say that you're keeping it going and alive. And also, you know what? As everyone says, as John's saying, he's 50, and, you know, hey, we're a little bit older, but we're tough and we can still move. So who says? That's just a number. You know, turn that around. As I've told Chaz, that is just a number. We keep on going, and we're, as long as we got it in our heart, and we do have young hearts, guys, all of us, and we have a passion for wrestling and a passion for the fans to bring the wrestling live to all these fans that are dying for it, you know, and especially after the COVID, they're going to be super excited. Right, Malcolm? Super excited.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Keep training.
So,
that's
your
vitamins.
Right.
Believe it in yourself, brother.
I think it's going to be great. Yes.
That sounds great, Sonny. We want to get Velvet to have his question.
Yeah, I just want to say I think everybody's going to do quite well with the NAWA. I want to be the first one to say that it's going to be enjoyable. I think everybody's going to have fun. I think everybody's going to Allie, you're going to do well. Sonny, if you get on board, you'll be a bright spot for that. That's what I got to say. Thank you all both for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you.
Okay,
Allie, what would
you
like to say to Sonny, and then we're done.
I just want to thank you one more time for all the advice you just gave me. I'm going to take that with me, especially going into the NAWA, like everything that you've said, like, that's just something I'm going to take with me every day now. So I just really appreciate, you taking the time to go out of your way to tell me everything like that. So thank you again. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I know you're going to do great. I know you're going to be fantastic. You've got the look. And, you know, you just train hard. And always before you train, and don't do what I do. Like I did one time in the ring, I forgot to stretch. And let me tell you, when you get, it can hurt, but you got to keep on going through the move. But at the end, you're like, oh, no. And you got to learn. So you got to stretch the muscles. you know, and take your time. Don't think you know the move so well, because I was injured four times. I was hospitalized. I was probably the second girl, I think. Well, you see Susie Spirit. If anyone watched Glow, they remember her elbow that popped out in live national television.
Oh,
yeah. I went, so in Biloxi, Mississippi, I was wrestling Beastie, the Road Warrior. I wrestled Beastie a lot, and can I say I love Beastie. She was great to work with. She's a great person. I love her to death. And we work well together. She was tough. So she had me in a pile driver, and, you know, it's all about timing. As we know, a great match is a great timing all the way through. In the pile driver, she dropped me just a tad bit too soon. I wasn't expecting her to drop me. And guess what? My hands didn't meet the mat. My neck did. Well, my head. And I turned it just a tad bit. I blacked out. They took me out in a stretcher, and they were chanting, "Sunny, Sunny, is she alive?" I woke up in the ambulance. I turned just in time, though, but almost broke my neck. So those things, not to scare you, because they don't do the pile driver anymore. You know, you guys are lucky. But in our era, pile drivers were all the time. So, and I was given them all the time and taking it. I was like, oh, my God, especially on tour, over and over the same match. So you just got to be careful. Don't rush it. Make sure, you know, the timing's right. You read your partner right, whoever you're in the ring with, and you're going to be fine. You've got, like I said, these guys are great. You're in good hands. And if I join, I would be glad to help you and do some moves with you, you know.
Oh, that would be
that
awesome.
Would be my pleasure. Now,
that.
I don't know if I could get up. You may have to help me up.
I will.
Oh, I'm sure you'd get up real quick. Don't worry.
Everybody, thanks for a great show. This is Dr. John and Chaz Moretti and Tony, the godfather of wrestling. We had a great time, and we'll see you next week, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday night on Wrestling Tonight. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you as well. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.